Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. Today I want to give you two warning dreams that are very short and their interpretation, and also a message. A few days ago while praying, the Lord reminded me of something that I felt I was to share with you. And it was for me personally, but I'm sure a lot of you are also going through some of the same things that I'm experiencing because of these days that we're living in, and we're seeing all around us these dangers that are lurking in the shadows. It is easy to feel fear or anxiety or stress or worry. And what the Lord reminded me of was that when we walk in the flesh, because when we have those strong emotions, any strong emotion that is not a fruit of the spirit emotions, fruit of the spirit emotions are love, peace, joy. When we're walking in the flesh, we have anxiety, stress, worry, there's anger, frustration, irritation, bitterness, resentment. All of these bad emotions that we have can open the door for the enemy to come in. It actually gives him the legal right and permission to come and to harass us or possibly even torment us. And that's why it's really important to keep these doors of strong emotions shut. And we can do that through the help of the Holy Spirit and through prayer and through the reading of the Word. So what the Lord was trying to say was that if any of you are experiencing fear right now, fear is a very, very strong emotion, and it does open the door for demons to come. And if you have any kind of sudden change in your life, whether it be some kind of sudden illness or sudden pain or something that is not normal in your life, out of the ordinary, that comes quickly or suddenly, you can suspect that there is a demon or the enemy is harassing you. And so that's when you want to go and seek the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom to what door did you open that allowed these things to come in. Now, as we move ahead with these last days, we are going to continue to see the birth pangs get stronger and stronger. And the Lord wants His people to be strong in Him and to be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. So these are training grounds right now for what we're going through. And we just need to really ask the Lord to help us to be walking in faith. And that's the word I heard while praying, was the word faith. And that's when I got the message that I will be sharing with you on faith. So please, brothers and sisters, try to listen to this whole video. Hopefully, I'll have some things that will help you to cope with what we're going through right now. All right, let me go ahead and share the dreams. The first dream I received on April 15th, and both of these dreams are very symbolic. And that's the kind of dreams the Lord gives me. He does not give me literal dreams, very rarely. They're always symbolic, and I'm so thankful to the Holy Spirit for giving me interpretations of them so I can bring them to you. In this dream, my husband and I, we were building two cages for two bears. Now, the first cage we were putting together was fairly small, and we knew it was for a small bear. And it didn't take long to finish it, and when we were done, we looked at it and we felt very good about what we had made, because we knew that it was going to house the bear well and that it was not going to escape. However, when we started working on the second cage, we were working all day. It was a huge task to get this cage together. We knew it was for a very, very large bear. And so we were using all kinds of different material to build and reinforce the walls layer by layer. By the time we were finished, we were exhausted. And we stood back and looked at the cage, and it was huge. I mean, it was like the size of a living room or a large living room. And we looked at it, and instead of feeling good about it like we had with the first cage, we had this strange, horrifying moment where we realized that no matter how big or secure we made this cage, it still was not going to hold this huge bear that was coming. We knew that it was going to escape, and that's why we felt such horror. And that was the end of that strange dream. So here's the interpretation. We all know that when we have dreams of bears, they can be symbolic. They can be represent communism, they can represent Russia, and they also can represent a bear market. Well, in this dream, I believe this represents the bear market. The first cage is symbolic of a downturn in the economy, where we're heading toward a bear market. However, it's completely manageable and containable, and it's nothing to really concern ourselves with. However, the second cage shows just the opposite. It shows that there is a bear market that is coming that is so large and that is going to be uncontainable, unmanageable, and it's going to bring great damage. And I believe that that's where we are headed right now with our economy. We are seeing those signs all around us, brothers and sisters, and of course I don't have to tell you that with all the unemployment. We are heading into a Great Depression. Now, I'm not saying this to bring fear. I'm bringing this warning to you so you can be praying. So you can be praying for the Lord to minimize how bad this is going to be, to ask for mercy, and to ask for help in our time of need. And that's why he brings warning dreams. He also brings warning dreams so we can pray on behalf of those around us, and we can stand in the gap for them and pray for God's mercy. All right, the second dream. I got this on the 27th of April, 2020. In this quick dream, I was in a very large house, and I was upstairs, and it was a new house for me. I didn't recognize the house. And there were a lot of people upstairs, and they were all very sleepy, and they decided to go to sleep in the different bedrooms. And I remember thinking that was a bit strange. I don't know if it was during the daytime, but I know that I was the only one who was not sleepy. And so I decided to go and check out the rest of the house while they all were sleeping. So I went downstairs, and as I was going downstairs, I started feeling this strange sense of evil that I couldn't shrug off. I was overwhelmed by something was really, really wrong. And as I went down, the stairs led to a large hallway. And at the end of that long hallway, I could see a living room. And when I looked and peered into the living room, I saw a tiger. And I saw the orange on the tiger, and I saw the black on the tiger. Now, when the Lord gives me colors in my dreams, he always emphasizes the colors he wants me to know about, because colors have symbolic meaning to it. Once I saw the tiger, I got really freaked out, obviously, and my first thought was, I have got to run upstairs and warn all the people about this tiger so they won't get hurt or bitten or eaten. And that was the end of the dream. Now, one thing about the dream was that I somehow knew once I saw the tiger that there were other tigers outside the house, surrounding the house. And somehow this one had gotten in. And that was just like a knowing I knew in the dream. All right, here's the interpretation. The house represents the house of God, the household of God. I represent the watch person, the watchman on the wall, because there were people who were sleeping, which represents the lukewarm sleeping church that are not aware of the times and dangers that we are in. They're like the five sleeping virgins. And I was the watchman that was going to go and try to wake them up out of their slumber to let them know about the danger that was downstairs. The tiger represents, obviously, the danger that is waiting for this sleeping church that's not paying attention, that's not awake yet, that doesn't know that we are actually living in the last days. And the tiger also represents the unclean and evil spirits. And that's why I felt that evil in coming downstairs, and because there were evil spirits lurking even on the outside of this house of God. And that reminds me what I was talking about before, is that when we are sinning, and even sinning in our emotions, it can bring evil upon us. All right, so the orange of the tiger represents warning. Orange is always a warning color. So this is a warning. And the black represents death. The black stripes mean death that's coming. So it's a very serious warning to the people of God about what is coming. The church is facing danger, and we know that, both physically and spiritually, as it sleeps through these last days. And if they do not wake up soon, it will be too late, and their fate will be sealed. Now, I don't know about you all, but I have quite a few Christians that I have been talking to about what we're going through, and they really don't understand. They really don't. They think things are going to go back to normal. No matter how I try to explain to them and try to show them that we're living in the last days, they really have an argument against all of it. And I think that there is definitely people are still hiding in the sand, hiding their heads in the sand and not wanting to really face what's really going on. Therefore, if they don't repent, then we're going to see the judgments just increasing. And I think that's going to be happening. The heat is going to be turned up. All right, now I want to go ahead and read to you this message. Now, the message I got was the same day that I got the dream about the orange and black tiger. And this message, though, is not for the virgins that are sleeping. This is for the virgins that are awake. This is for the church that is awake, that the Lord gave me this message for you all. And here's that message. Keep your eyes on the prize. I am that prize. My salvation is that prize. My peace is that prize. You need not fear, but trust in me. Keep your eyes focused on me. Look up, for I am there. Do not look down on your circumstances, or you shall sink like Peter did when trying to walk on the water, but doubted. Have faith, for faith will carry you through. It was by faith that the three Hebrew boys escaped the fiery flames of the furnace. So shall you if you only believe. Faith is your shield, and it will extinguish the fiery darts of Satan and his demons. Use it. Activate it now. Cover yourselves with this shield of faith. It will protect you. Stand strong, dear ones. Be courageous and do not shrink back. Move forward and advance and claim territory for me. March onward to the beat of my drum, to the beat of my words. An army arises out of the dust of despair. Be that army for me and conquer in the spirit. Let my church arise now and be counted worthy to accomplish my will. As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. I come soon with healing on my wings. Your Savior, Jesus. And that was the end of the message. So there will be a transcript of this message and the two dreams, and it's in my blog, and that link is down below in the description box for all of you. And in that blog, I will be putting lots of verses about faith, because I believe that the main message that the Lord is giving us right now is to have faith and not fear. You know, he says in his word that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. So brothers and sisters, we must remember that. There are great, great verses in the Bible about faith that will really help build your faith, because your faith is going to be built up by hearing the Word of God. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith and the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Amen. Thank you, brothers, for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing you. I continue to be praying for you all on a daily basis. Shalom.